Diane Roberts. North Korea has fired presumed short-range missiles into the sea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North launched the two unidentified projectiles in a clear resumption of weapons demonstrations following a month-long hiatus. The move comes 2 days after North Korea's state media said leader Kim Jong-un supervised an artillery drill aimed at testing combat readiness. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff couldn't immediately confirm how far the new projectiles flew or whether the weapons were ballistic or rocket artillery. In late December, Kim expressed deep frustration over deadlocked diplomacy with the U.S., saying he would no longer be bound by a self-imposed weapons test moratorium that coincided with his diplomacy with President Donald Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union's Disease Control Agency says it has increased its risk level for the coronavirus. It's now moderate to high. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control has counted more than 89,000 cases in the world across 68 countries. Italy is the hardest hit European country. In the United States, health officials have reported a second death from the virus. Here's Reuters' Gloria Tso.
Late on Sunday, Washington State reported a man had died in Seattle. They say he was in his 70s and had underlying health conditions. On Sunday, Washington also reported three new cases. They and the man who died were all residents of a nursing facility that had previously reported two other cases. Washington was where the U.S. also recorded its first domestic death from the virus on Saturday. On the other side of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the state's first case on Sunday. He says a woman in her 30s contracted the disease on a recent trip to Iran.
That was Reuters' Gloria Tso. This is VOA News. Voters in Israel are casting ballots Monday in the country's third election in the past 12 months. They're deciding whether to give Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a new term or to go in a new direction with former military chief Benny Gantz. Polls ahead of Election Day suggest neither candidate's party would have enough support to form a ruling coalition. Iraq faces more political gridlock Monday after Prime Minister-designate Mohammed Alawi withdrew overnight, accusing lawmakers of obstructing his attempt to form a government. For 5 months, the oil-rich, poverty-stricken country has been rocked by the biggest wave of anti-government demonstrations since a 2003 U.S.-led invasion toppled former dictator Saddam Hussein. Alawi's departure leaves President Barham Saleh 15 days to propose a new candidate. Another flare-up between Syria and Turkish forces Sunday, VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
Syrian state media said on Sunday that Turkish forces targeted two Syrian planes over the Idlib region. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a Britain-based monitor, said the two jets went down over regime-held territory, likely after being targeted by Turkish F-16 planes. Turkey's defense ministry said the planes were targeted after one of its aerial drones was downed. The Syrian government announced it was closing its airspace for any flights or drones across the country's northwest. Syria's military said aircraft that tried to enter Syrian airspace are expected to be treated with hostility and shot down. Earlier Sunday, Greece placed its borders on maximum security footing after Turkey relaxed its curbs on the movement of Syrian migrants. Hundreds of migrants are reported to have spilled into Greece through the porous border. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
March 3rd is Super Tuesday in the United States, the day 14 states hold primaries in the Democratic presidential race. But Pete Buttigieg will not be among the candidates.
I am making the difficult decision to suspend my campaign for the presidency.
Buttigieg's campaign announced Sunday evening he's dropping out of the race after a disappointing fourth-place finish in Saturday's South Carolina primary, in which he won no delegates. Chris Scaldieri, associate professor in the Department of Politics at St. Anselm College, says former Vice President Joe Biden, the winner in South Carolina, is hoping for a big bounce into Super Tuesday.
I think the Biden campaign is hoping that the press coverage from South Carolina will be such that it will turn the race into a two-candidate contest.
More than 33% of the delegates are up for grabs. This is Bernie Sanders' second bid for president. The senator is the frontrunner in the race. Michael Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Tulsi Gabbard round out the field to oppose President Donald Trump in November. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Oh, yeah, they want all the hits and